And this is the Podcast Area Blacklist Podcast for this week's episode, Lady Luck number 69. I am Brian, joined by Dave for another filler episode of The Blacklist.
Yawn.
You didn't like it? Actually, I enjoyed the episode, but it didn't do anything, so it's going to be like one of those.
Yawn.
We can't talk much about this episode beyond this episode.
There was the red scenes with Red doing his thing were kind of okay. It was Red being Red. You get reminded he's dark.
He's ruthless. Yeah. And we've seen this before. There was a episode several seasons back where he hired a bunch of people to help him out for one of his breakouts or something like that, and went ahead and had them all taken care of afterwards. This was kind of, one of those going after the people that took advantage of him being in prison and being on death row and trying to profit from his organization, using his organization for profit. And I wrote early in the episode, knowing that it was probably going to be important, is that it was interesting that Smokey's coming along for this trip. Which made me wonder if he...
I was like, yeah, Smokey, because I kind of liked him.
Yeah.
I don't think I did originally, but he kind of grew on us or grew on me. And then I was like, and then Red was like, yeah, parts of my organization that did this and did that. And I'm like, and I wrote it down. Wouldn't Smokey know about that?
Yeah. I mean, he's been involved in it, so...
He did.
And... the whole thing was, he meets with the first guy and they're talking about, just like I said, people profiting, people doing things that Red didn't agree with. The first guy, he punishes him by kind of demanding a bigger cut of whatever this guy gets from his dealings, really just for not trusting Red, not having faith in him. And kind of lets that go. But the next guy is the guy who's the works with the railroad. And I wrote it down too. Smokey makes a slip. Because again, it's either Red is setting up Smokey to be more important in the organization, or he's trying to learn more. This is all about Smokey and not about anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it felt like. Like he was leading to that point. And I thought it was interesting Smokey made that note about these guys having both being family men. And I'm like, how do you know this guy is? He just said he didn't know him. So clearly a telegraph line, which was used later in the episode for Red to confront Smokey about it. And we find out that this whole meth thing, which we've known throughout the show, that's the one thing Red doesn't deal in is drugs.
Two things he doesn't deal in: drugs and humans.
Right.
Which basically leaves guns and stolen equipment.
Right, because the whole episode starts out with this TV importing thing. All these televisions.
That was pretty funny.
What was it, the Nigerians and the...
Four Albanians and five Nigerians walk into an empty air warehouse. There is no punchline. that was good.
And I love Red's just like, it's almost fun for him, diffusing the whole situation. Diffuses it with alcohol, which always works. And they all, we see them all leaving arms around each other, clinking glasses. But that was really just a setup so that we'd know our first character relevant to the Blacklister. So Henry Morris, one of Red's guys, has a gambling problem. And Lady Luck is this woman who... basically takes care of gamblers by taking them out. And it took a long way to get there. This episode was slow moving. It really took a long way to get there because I kept writing plot points in my notes, really just like, okay, I need to know why this, why that. Like, she's killing all these people and then having them kill each other, basically, this endless chain of...
Where's the money
coming from?
Then she was still honoring. I'm like, okay, well, she's got some end debt she's working towards. But then she was still honoring the payment.
Right. So, which means she had to have money from something.
Yeah.
And I thought we were going to learn she has this other side business, which is generating income. But no, she just has 80 something million dollars that she's been holding on to as cash and using that. And basically her goal was to, you know, bleed that dry. She'll stop when the money runs out.
Yeah.
And just keep that, that plan going. Cause we learned that she, as a, as a young mother, was having her second child and, who happens to be the daughter who we meet in this episode. And the husband was a gambler and got into a car accident, killing her son. And it was really just a vengeful thing. It happened to me. It ruined my life. I'm not going to let it happen to all these other families. Gambling's an addiction that can't be cured. And I'm just going to do my part in saving these people all the agony in their lives because of, you know, a gambling addict.
Right.
And that really is the whole story. Now, I thought it was wonderfully portrayed. I love this woman. And I, Mary Pat Gleason was the actress who played Lady Luck. I know her from a million things, but I couldn't name one. And I went and looked through her credits, and she's been in a lot of shows. This is pretty much what she does, a guest appearance on a show. She's been
She should be like the waitress at a diner behind the counter or something.
She's done that. She's been a, like a landlady, a just tons of roles, probably 100 roles where she's been a one-time guest star in a show. And character actor. Exactly. And shows that everybody has seen. Very popular shows throughout time. And that's how she's made her way through Hollywood. But portrays this wonderfully. You know, you really...
She nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it. One of the good performances we've had in the show, really good ones from a guest star.
Yeah.
And, cause you, what was neat about her is, and that's what this show kind of does a lot too. When you have these types of blacklisters that they, when they have a motivation due to something in their life, I mean, we've seen this before. We've seen, you know, a doctor doing something or another mother doing something because her kid has this condition, you know, things like that. You get that the show takes time to show you that person's real life, like when they're not being this master criminal. And
right.
So it humanizes them and it gives them it almost, you know, makes them sympathetic so that you can kind of almost understand where they're coming from and side with them in a little.
When you get the villains that you start to understand,
right.
Those are the really, really good ones. You know, kind of the Jamie Lannisters, where you're like, okay, I kind of get this, you know, and you may not agree, but you understand.
Yeah, because I mean, she's a grandmother who's helping her, you know, single mother daughter with her grandson who she adores. And, you know, grandson there was about the same age as my son right now. So, you know, do anything for your kid, you know, and do anything for her grandchild.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, even said the line that you hear a lot in shows like this where somebody's, you know, or a parent's breaking the laws, you know, says to them, you know, someday you're going to hear stories about me that aren't going to sound nice, but just promise me you remember I did it for you. You know, popular line in these types of scenarios that you see in shows. But it ends predictably. I kind of saw it coming with the daughter's going to take over the family business.
So, yeah, I'm just curious if that's going to come back in this show or not. You know what I mean?
I don't think it needs to.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it needs to. I think it's one of those nice little shocker endings that can just, you know, make you think, but it, you know, it's just going to keep going on. I don't think it needs to circle back around and be relevant again to the show. But yeah, you could kind of see where that was going. You know, she had the husband alive the whole time. They were very careful with camera angles just to show him. Like I always pictured that he was just sitting on a couch in a catatonic state until you see at the very end that he's in one of those giant, you know,
iron lungs. I'll say one thing. They did a fantastic likeness for mother and daughter.
But
they really, really looked like mother and daughter.
Yeah, I didn't catch who the actress was for the daughter. She looked familiar too. But I didn't catch who she was, but yeah, certainly, you could believe it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, here's the daughter, was played by Catherine Willis. No relation, but same thing. Done a lot of TV shows. So, okay. I mean, that's your Lady Luck storyline. Now, there was one little connection, I guess, to the story arc, because Red had told Liz when giving the Lady Luck blacklister to them to investigate that she has connections and knows something about the Third Estate.
Third Estate.
That seems like that's not the case. However, Henry, who was
Henry had the connection to the Third Estate, and then she went he went missing. He told Liz.
I misheard it then. Okay, I misheard it. I thought she had said that.
But it was too easy that when he talked to Henry, he was like, "Oh shit, this urban myth is real. This is what you do."
Right.
And this is one of those urban myths that, it's been around for what she won. And I mean, it was the lady was when she was born. So she won 30 plus years ago.
Right.
She's been doing this.
Right. So, yeah, this Henry guy has been working in Red's organization or is connected to Red in some way and has knowledge of the Third Estate. From what we find out is that he had supplied them
high level encryption equipment.
Yeah, with a technology.
All right. Don't know where this guy would get it, but whatever.
But things that they would use. And it just kind of reminds us that the Third Estate's out there. And that, we know that dossier is still out there. It was tucked in the bag by the Bastion Moreau. So, that will be
under that kid's bed now,
right? Wherever that is, it's been thrown away. But so just kind of remind us there about that. Other storylines, and we'll circle back through the whole other thing that was going on at the same time was Wrestler. Making his FBI or CIA contacts. I thought he met with somebody different. Now it's this guy. I thought he met with some woman before.
Well, he made the phone call. I don't know that he met with her, but okay. He called and he just said MJ. And when I hear MJ, that's Mary Jane Watson.
That's what I thought. So maybe that's why I thought MJ was a woman. And okay, that's why. Because I'm like, who's this guy? I thought he was dealing with a woman.
The only other male MJs are going to be Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson. Right.
Right.
But when you hear it in a, and I'm not trying to make fun of anything, but when you hear it in a, like a television or a cinematic sense,
you think Spider-Man, you think MJ. Yeah. That, then that's probably what I thought as well. So that might be why I had it in my head that the person he was dealing with was a woman. But, this guy had been getting some information about Katerina Rostova, you know, when they were looking into her and, they were following through this old file that had traced a woman to a ferry raid at one point, and it was I kind of checked out on a lot of it because it just seemed like, okay, this will they'll come back around to this and explain it a little better, because it was just all over the place
it was like too much math to try and connect the dots, and I didn't care enough.
Well, a lot of times, I mean, the scenes were so spread apart that you almost I'm like, oh god, he's talking to that guy again. Okay. You just kind of forget what's going on. But he gets the wrestler gets the documents at first and tries to go to figure it out. He's doing this behind Liz's back because they had agreed they were going to let it go, but he can't let it go because he's Wrestler. So in a real neat little scene that I like, and I mean, you saw it coming, but when a document gets delivered for Wrestler and Liz is like, oh, I'll take it, we're working on the same case, thinking it's for the case that they're working on.
Yeah.
And she sees that it's about that information. She confronts him. He says he's going to let it go, but Wrestler can't do that again. Follows through, finds out that this woman that was on the ferry ride was Virginia Lopatin. Lopatin was a maiden name, I guess. King is her current name. And that's probably Katerina's mother. So Liz's grandmother, which would be Brian Dennehy's wife. Because he's the grandfather.
Probably, yeah.
And they do make mention about, you know, when all of it was going bad, you know, the one thing she would do would be to try to protect her parents. So we know Red had something to do with setting Dad up, it seems like.
Yeah.
So I guess Katarina took care of Mom, although Red believed Katarina would be dead, maybe? I don't know. I don't know. But we'll see her in probably next episode. Wrestler, we'll try to make contact with her and meet her and find out more information, because he'll do whatever it takes.
We'll at least get a touch on it.
And it'll push us towards that story. You know, I mean, we're hitting that home stretch now as we get to the few final episodes where we're going to figure out, are we going to learn more about Red this season? Are we going to find Katarina? Knowing that they're kind of doing this Katarina storyline and Wrestler's trying to find her, I think that's going to be our cliffhanger, our ending to the season.
For the season,
That they find Katarina and either find her the episode before and we finally, you know, the season ends with Liz face-to-face with her or something like that. Assuming that all the conspiracy theorists that think Red is Katarina are wrong and she is actually her own person out there somewhere. And that we will find out a little bit more about who real Red is. And then that'll take us into next season, which could then explain everything else. But that's where I think the rest of this season is going. This Wrestler investigation storyline is getting us to that final episode of where Katarina is found.
We're going to, the two big things for this are going to be the Katarina and whatever Red's health issue is, which we got nothing on.
Nothing was touched on in this one other than, you know, we see Red knows how to cut peppers, although not the way I cut them. And we see Red can make.
I did write that down. Red cutting red peppers.
Yep.
And kind of the flashing of the knife. And I'm like, whoa. Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, even backing up from the screen there.
Yeah. Having been a trained chef, I always worry. It scares me watching other people use knives. And his technique was fine, although I cut peppers differently. I cut them the long way instead of the sideways, which he was doing. But that's besides the point. But yeah, I've seen often shows where, even cooking shows, where people are cutting with real bad technique, and I'm waiting for a finger to come off. That was this episode. Did you have anything else that was interesting that we caught? Did I miss something? Smokey dies. Red does kill him. We do have that whole thing with Dembe questioning Red a little bit.
Yeah. If you knew the truth, would you come forward to stop me from taking a life? I hope whoever it is principal to you. And right. Dembe's going, oh, shit.
Because Dembe does know it was Liz.
Yeah.
And because that's the secret he's going to keep for her, because he's good at keeping secrets. So that moment's going to come where, you know, Dembe's going to have, and I don't think when Red finds out that it's her, he's going to kill her. Because it's this whole thing has been for her. So he'll be extremely disappointed. But then at that point, and that could be towards our cliffhangery ending as well of the season, where he finds out it's her and she says, and she confronts him saying, hey, listen, I know what was in the bag. Who are you? You know, And then they finally have that discussion, and it could hang into next season for that as well. So, anybody who out there is worried, they're just trying to misdirect us that Liz is going to get killed and that Liz is in any danger from Red. That's not going to happen. And Red wouldn't order anybody to do it because he couldn't either. It's just not going to happen.
Right. He's been through too much. And he rebuilt the organization for her. So it would be.
Right. And she'll probably have a heartfelt thing. Like, at the time I was angry with you, but you know, this whole trial thing and everything happened and everything we've done this whole season has led me to realize that I don't care anymore. You know, you're the man that, you know, obviously cares for me. And I have grown fond of you as well in return, and they love each other. So
you think Dembe turns in Jennifer?
Just make a sacrifice to save Liz in a way? Maybe. It could be.
I guess Red would believe that. Other than timing, like, but Dembe's smart enough to go, she had reached out, I didn't understand, you know what I mean? Or he could.
And he has nothing to her. I mean, he's definitely, we know he's not Liz's father, so he's not going to be her father either. And he has no, we don't believe he has a connection to her. Although, again, we had that episode where he met her with her mom and in the house out in the thing. And she said, you know, I've hit her someplace where you'll never find her. So he did kind of know. I don't know. But at the same time, he has no interest in her. The two times we've seen him meet her. Well, this Red. So has no interest in her. It was the previous Red. And in the, even in that episode, when people talk about, you know, early clues that this is not the real Red and there might be some facial reconstruction, you know, she said it you don't look like yourself or some line like that back then. So,
yeah,
those are one of the early, I mean, that was season two, I believe, or early season clues.
There was lots of them. Yep. But
Red was very storytelly today. He had a few of them. He talked about the G. Gordon Liddy thing while doing his little monologue and doing the fire. And
that was good. That was good.
Kind of turns it into a joke and then kills the joke by killing Walcott there. And then what was the other one? Oh, it wasn't really a story, but the dream thing. Do you dream of flying?
Yeah, the flying or falling.
Or
flying
falling
is life.
Dream.
Yeah.
Which clearly led me to believe that Smokey's going out the window of that plane, and the way he was positioned next to a train, so there's a little artistic connection because he's works with trains and he's the logistics guy. He obviously was thrown out, so that's about it.
Yeah.
Like I said, we didn't get much. I mean, there was stuff in there. Who was the lady with the art group? The music arts program.
You take, yeah.
I know
he was making contributions to the school.
But we've seen her.
Reason.
Is that somebody we've seen? She looked familiar. I hate it when they do that in this show because I don't rewatch every season six times. Like, you know. I watch the show through. I talk about it, but I can't remember an obscure character. Yeah. And if she was obscure this season, my bad that I completely forgot about her. But
I didn't remember either.
I have no idea who she is. But it seems like I should know her the way they presented it. Because otherwise, what's the point? You know, Red could. It was the whole scene was just to have that song playing over everything that was going on while Red has the conversation with Dembe. So it was kind of
a show that he has a is. You know, cruel as he can be, he does have a philanthropic, however you pronounce that word.
Yep.
Giving side.
But during that conversation with Dembe, Red also, you know, Dembe disagrees with Red's example that he was making. Yeah. And Red basically is saying that I'm killing these guys so that other people in the organization know that I'm serious, so that the person who's behind this to prevent other unnecessary killings will come forward.
Right.
Again, but if Liz doesn't know these people are getting killed, she's not coming forward. So maybe Dembe goes to her and lets her know what's going on. Listen, Red's killing everybody in his path to find out who did this. We got to figure out a way to stop this. You're safe. He won't kill you and I'll protect you. And maybe Red kills Dembe for not telling him.
Yeah, I would think he would have learned that lesson with Kaplan.
I would hope so. And I don't think he kills Dembe.
No.
And I don't think we have another situation where one of Red's people tries to hide Liz from him. So I don't think Dembe is going to try to protect Liz in that way. I think
he doesn't need to.
Yeah, I think in the end, I think they'll come forward. They'll come clean. Red will be extremely disappointed. But then they'll have in the episode, it'll be like at the end of an episode. The episode will end with Red being extremely disappointed. We're all scared. Is he going to shoot her or something like that? And then the first 5 minutes of the next week's episode is they have their heart to heart about how I did, you know, you hurt me. I wanted to know who you were. Now I don't care. Can we just move on? And they'll move on.
Yep.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this episode or
more yawn?
Yeah.
I was really kind of unthrilled.
Yeah. And I said this, I don't know, last week or the week before. I mean, we're we're hitting that stretch of episodes where we're not going to get much because they're going to save all their punches for the last 3-4 episodes. So we have an episode next week. That following week, according to the schedule, is another 2-episode night. So not, we're the 12th now, so not the 19th. 19th, one episode. On the 26th, there'll be 2 episodes. So all of you keep that in mind. So if you have any thoughts on what we've talked about tonight or anything we've talked about to date, go ahead and send us an email at blacklist@podcastderby.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. We get comments across all those. We love all the comments you give us. Gives us stuff to talk about. So we appreciate all the interaction you provide. If you get this show from Apple Podcasts, please do go in there and give us some starred reviews. We would appreciate that as well. So that is going to do it for this week's episode. I am Brian, and he is Dave, and we'll see you all next week.
Good night, everybody.